Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Everything. My name is Salar, sitting in for Joe Grande, Christopher Wright, a.k.a. Blue. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. Check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We have so many great articles and blogs on our website. Call us anytime, 800-420-1980. Go check out our IG pages, at CannabisTalk101. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Yes.
Joe Grande is at JoeGrande52. Speaking of our blogs, we have Miss Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman, you feel obligated to get out your social media handle?
Sure. My Instagram is just at Sarah with 2 H's Silverman.
If you hate the blogs, that's who you go to. And we also have Miss Alexa here, our social media correspondent. Miss Alexa, Instagram handle if you wish.
It's Lexita. L-E-K-C-I-T-A.
Lexita.
Oh, Lexita. Okay, so if you don't like the social media, that's who you attack. So we just want to make sure you guys had the right people to go after.
And it's not me. It's not me. It's
no,
not
it's
Goldie.
Not you. It's not
it's
me.
Them.
It's them.
Okay.
So we wanted to bring them to the forefront today.
Speaking of which, I got to let you guys know, Advanced Nutrients has a complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com.
Yes.
And as you know, as we did on yesterday's show, we have our fall interns leaving us, unfortunately. So we like to just get them on, make sure they see all the lights and the bells and whistles that they work. You know, they do the editing, they do the social media, they do the blogs. But we like to give them a platform, as we so do have. So I just want to welcome you guys on the show on your last day. Let you know how much we appreciate you guys. And let's just get right to it. I'm going to start with you, Sarah.
Okay.
You've been running the blog post on our website, correct?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. And you are going to school at, it's Chapman, right? Chapman University?
Chapman
Shout
University.
Out to Chapman.
Nice. Shout out to Chapman. For sending you to us, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. How did you find us?
I was just wanting some experience in the field of entertainment. So our job site through Chapman is Handshake, and I was just scrolling.
Shout out to Handshake again. Handshake's doing it all. I've been through Handshake, that whole system.
So over the summer, I was just scrolling through things, and then that's how it brought me here.
So I know this is the most, you get this question a lot. What is your major?
My major is called Strategic and Corporate Communication.
Really?
Yeah. It's long, but yes.
So what got you into, writing and all that? Because I studied communications too as well. I had a organizational communication, one of my classes where I learned probably the most I've ever learned in college in that one class. Because it teaches you the big picture of how organizations work, how you can't do one department without the other department. So how does this tie in? Walk us through that process.
Yeah, well, actually, I entered college as a chemistry major.
Get out!
Wow.
Yeah, I was I'm going to be a pediatric dentist. Yeah, I was I'm going to be a dentist. all of this. So I did biology, I did chemistry, and I was like, no, this is absolutely not. So I was like, okay, what else can I do? So then I love like entertainment and media and like pop culture. So then I entered like as a communication major, and I love it. And I just love like all aspects of it, like putting out like social media posts, blog posts, like just very stuff like that. So then just kind of doing all things communication. I think also in communication, I didn't realize how much writing you do have to do. Whereas a chemistry major, you're just like doing equations. So I think doing this in general is like really furthered my writing skills too. And it's just something that I feel like I'm well-rounded with. And that's definitely something I wanted to get better at. So
you was like, I never thought I was going into literature, right?
No.
Goldie, this is my twin right here. Because yeah. When I was in school, first couple years, I did my time in community colleges. It was longer than 2 years. That's all I'm going to say. And I was a kinesiology major, and about halfway or so, not halfway, I realized, you know, I'm not that good at math and science. And I do love pop culture. I do love entertainment. I love music. I love movies. I love, you know, things we enjoy, the arts, basically, you know. So I switched up to my major to communications. And like you're saying, it's, you know, you can be knowledgeable, but can you communicate it? You know, you can, yeah. in this game, you know, in any game, any industry, there's builders and there's sellers, mm-hmm. right? In our industry, this cannabis industry, you can grow the finest crops you can ever imagine, but can you communicate those products? Why is it the finest crops? Is it this? Is it that? And all that. So good to know I got you sitting right here. Glad to know you were in charge, you know, with your background, your scientific background. Anybody needs a tutor, I got Sarah right here.
Yes.
And we also have Miss Alexa, aka Lexita. Yes. I know she's from the Bay, and I got love for the Bay because I went to San Francisco State, so I went to school in the Bay. Very intersectional area to go to school in. And this is our social media correspondent. So walk us through that process and what you've endured with us here.
Yeah, so an everyday routine for me is to come into the office, and usually we'll have about one or two drops that we have to post, which are just small segments from previous shows that we've already filmed that are going to be dropping on YouTube every day at 5. And so I'll post that on all of our social medias, which are TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And then usually we'll have to do some kind of other informative post. Usually it's like an infographic or just some kind of cannabis news that's going on right now. And then I also come into the studio when we film, and I take behind-the-scenes content, which is probably my favorite part of my job, and what I'm going to miss the most, because I love interacting with the crew. You guys are amazing. I'm going to miss you so much. And just seeing everything go on behind the scenes. It's awesome.
And how'd you find us?
I also found you guys on Handshake.
Shout out to Handshake. 2 times.
Shook my hand again.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So, yeah, you mentioned, like, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, I have seen you, you know, engaging with some of our guests that come on the show.
Yes, I also do that.
Yeah. And you said that's the most fun part of the job.
It is fun. It's really fun getting to meet all of our guests that we come on. They're all so interesting. They're all so different. They're all so knowledgeable. They all have really interesting stories. And so I'll come in, I'll greet them. Usually we'll get a couple of videos with them introducing themselves. And I also just like run around and help you guys with random things too. Getting water and
that is not random. We need our water, okay?
Yes.
We hydrate, we need our nutrition. She actually helps with video production as well.
She did. Yes. I saw her on camera 3 last week, actually. Yes.
Amazing job.
Came in very clutch. Yes. So it's good to see that big picture thing too. You handle the social media, obviously, but then now you got to do the first chapter of that, which is getting behind that camera and actually when you're editing or whatever, seeing like, hey, I shot this, now I'm gonna make it look like gold on social media.
Yeah.
Sarah and Alexa, run us through like the importance, I guess, as young people in this, you know, day and age, of the importance of social media presence, online presence. And I'll let whoever wants to start take the floor. Don't fight.
I can go. I feel like a lot of the ways that we get our information now is through social media. So I feel like even in my major, a lot of my classes, I feel like a lot of what we do is through social media. Whereas like before, maybe it was through newspapers or TV. And like now I feel like our generation, like I feel like I get a lot of my news through social media. So I think that's important to have like an organization's or a company's presence on social media. And also for it to be like reputable, because I feel like if there's someone social media and they're putting out information that's not reputable, then like why, like I'm not going to listen to it. So I feel like it's super important.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays too, if you asked a room of 100 people, like, what their favorite restaurant was, just any basic information, the first thing they would do is go on their phone and open Instagram and show you that place. Now our news, like,
rather than telling you about it, like, because now you're talking about, like, what we call, like,
a visual component,
5 senses, where it's like, hey, I went to this restaurant. Like, if your college professor said, hey, go to this restaurant, and what I had to do in one of my communications classes, it was the rhetoric of ecology of, like, hey, go to a place and use your 5 senses. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you smell? You know, versus now people are just pulling out Instagram and saying, here, check it out.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like. This is what they got. This is all that. And the reason I asked you guys this is because, you know, on our show earlier with our other interns, Maddie and Eric, you know, you guys grew up in a different generation than Goldie and myself, obviously, right? Me and Goldie's generation, even Joe and Blue's generation, cannabis was, you know, the devil's lettuce. It was an illegal substance. It wasn't accessible. We grew up with the DARE program, the Just Say No era, you know, with Nancy Reagan. So, you know, when we get back, I want to ask you guys exactly, like, how growing up with cannabis being, I guess, legal in this state, at least.
It's different for you guys.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll pick your guys' brains. Cannabis Talk 101. Keep that locked.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Ladies, you know what time it is?
Dime time!
That's right, Dime Time. Think high with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on IG, dime.industries. God, I love the Dime Crew, man. They make the best merch, yes. Their t-shirts, their sweats, their sweat get-up. Their hats, man.
Their carts,
yes. I geek out on merchandise. Obviously, they got amazing carts. Yeah. Their hardware, all that, man. Their flavors that they have. So I'm very excited what they got coming up next year, man. Shout out to that whole Dime team. Before we, on their last segment, I started to get into how cannabis, you know, whatever you want to call it, weed, marijuana, is... It grew up as taboo for people like my generation before, you know? You guys heard of the movie Reefer Madness?
No.
Okay, so Reefer Madness was this movie, and it basically demonized marijuana. It portrayed this, you know, couple that used to invite people to their house, give them marijuana, and these people would do the most outrageous things. They would, I don't know, perform crazy sexual acts. They would do these weird dances, and... just kind of tabooed marijuana, you know? So that kind of, you know, set the tone for cannabis legalization and taboo and, like, all these DARE programs and all that stuff. However, you guys are both from California, correct?
Yes.
Not me. I'm from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. What's the, is that recreational legal, medicinal legal in Philly?
I don't think so. I honestly don't know. I don't have enough education about that, but right. I don't fully know. I don't think so, though.
But regardless, you guys see what I'm saying versus, like, you know, we had the DARE programs come to our schools, just saying no, don't do drugs, all that stuff. Now
the stigma
of, you know, this plant. Your guys' generation,
delivery services,
dispensaries, storefronts, cannabis ads on Instagram and stuff like that. So it's communicated differently to you guys versus us. You know, mm-hmm. My mother went from don't just say no, you're gonna end up as a bum on the street if you keep smoking weed, to hey, you know, it's legal now.
I need
some edibles to sleep. You got any of those things that you got?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, because I feel like you guys kind of saw the bridge of like cannabis was legal and taboo to now it's, I mean, I don't want to say encouraged, but it's different, right? It's not perceived the same
it's
way it was for us.
So
how was that growing up, you know, as you guys just left high school not too recently and, you know, you guys are still in your younger phase of your chapter. Walk us through that, Sarah. I'll start with you. But like how it's changed, how cannabis communicated this day and age.
Yeah. So I feel like now it's a lot more like socially acceptable. Like this might come as a surprise, but I personally don't smoke cannabis because I know.
I would have thought that.
Yeah. That yeah. I do or don't.
Don't.
Yeah. It's not for me, but I have a lot of family. Like I'm kind of like, I feel like most people do now where like, I feel like even when I was growing up, it wasn't like, it was kind of a thing like, oh my gosh, you do that? Like what? Like where now it's kind of just like, okay, like everyone does it. Not everyone, but most people do it. And I feel like it's not like, it shouldn't be like a big deal. Like I feel like also even like TV shows, like more of those things are being like those that happens. Like even like in a show called Dead to Me that I've been obsessed with.
Oh, I heard
like,
that. Christina.
Yeah. Christina Applegate.
Okay. Yeah. Who, is it Rachel? Who's Rachel from Friends? Is she on that?
No.
No.
Okay.
But like they were smoking like weed and they were like doing edibles. And it's just like now it's just like a part of like our society. People do it. And it's
so on that show, was it portrayed as like, oh, this is the episode where they smoke weed. This is where they take edibles. Or was it just like a side note of like, hey, I'm smoking a joint.
Maybe I feel like both. Cause I mean, they took edibles and they were like acting crazy the rest of the episode.
So that was like a focal point of the episode.
Yeah. It was
right?
Definitely like a component. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Cause like, I remember the only episode of Sex in the City I've ever seen is like an episode where, Sarah Silverman gets some pot cause she just broke with a boyfriend or something. And that was the whole focal point of the episode. She gets high, she gets arrested. It is this whole thing. Whereas now the shows like, you know, Weeds, there's, what's that show that just came out on Netflix with,
Oh yeah. Weeds. The one with,
Weeds. And there's another one, man, with the homegirl from Titanic. She was in Titanic, but she's not like, but no, there's just so much more, you know, media, you know, involving cannabis. Yeah. You know, Alexa, how do you feel about the subject? How it's been portrayed to you guys, communicated to you guys, you know, cause now you guys have, it's so accessible, you know, what I was saying on the earlier show, Goldie and I had to make 3 phone calls to get a bag of weed, if you will. You know, we had to go through some adversity to get a bag of cannabis.
Yeah, to call somebody, like, hold on, let me check. And then he calls somebody, hey, is he good?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see. He called, oh, yeah, he's good. You're good. You're good.
It
Come on
like
in.
It was like a corporate entity where you had to, like, put orders in days in advance, be like, hey, we need something for this weekend, put in your orders now type of thing. So
it wasn't no 30-minute delivery.
Yeah.
I think that growing up in the Bay Area, in Oakland especially, I probably had a different experience with cannabis growing up than other people, just because I feel like out of all the places in the United States during that time, let's say 2011 to like 2017, it was very normalized there.
Yeah, Oaksterdam. They have the
Oaksterdam.
Yeah, that's true.
And like I said, I lived in the Bay Area where you can be walking down
everywhere.
Market Street in San Francisco smoking a bong. You know what I mean?
And
people smoking weed on the bus. People smoking weed here and there. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
So growing up, it wasn't, I didn't view it as something being different or weird. It was very normalized to me. And I had friends and family members and friends of family members that did it all the time. And so I think that even though during the time it was becoming more normalized, it was very normal to me.
Right. And that's got to be different. We got, you know, somebody from Oakland, somebody from Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. And that's 2 completely different regions. So it's regionally.
Is it legal in Philadelphia yet? Is it?
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah.
Maybe we got to ask Siri real quick.
Siri, is weed legal in Philadelphia?
You got Siri hooked up to your mic?
Only if you smoke in your car.
Only if it's sticky, yes.
Only if it's sticky.
But so that's not only generational, obviously, now we're getting to regional, where it's like mm-hmm. Oakland, it's, you know, these kids grew up around it. You grew up in your household. You know, Blue will tell you all the time, you know, like his dad was a cannabis, you know, legacy cannabis cultivator and all that. So he grew up with it. He'll tell you straight up, like, my dad used to drop me off at school smoking a joint in the car. I walked out of that car smelling like weed. So
yeah, I had a friend in elementary school, and her dad grew weed. And my dad used to cut for him. But I didn't know this. I was in, like, fourth grade, and this was when weed was illegal. And we would get in the car and drive to soccer practice, and me and my little friend would get out of the car, and we were 8 years old, reeking of weed, going to soccer practice.
Man.
And I didn't even know what it was. I just remember thinking, wow, this guy's car smells different than my other friend's parents' cars.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's those taboos of, like, I remember when I was coaching wrestling at my old high school, and, you know, I did smoke a joint before one of our matches, you know, just because, I don't know, I get in the zone that better that way. And, like, you know, it's – and that's different because now I'm dealing with schools and parents and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, where does it stop? You know, it's – where do we say – hey, hide it from your kids. Don't hide it from your kids. Because, you know, my parents used to smoke cigarettes, you know, in front of me. I can imagine they're smoking cigarettes while they're changing my diapers. You know, just, you know, alcohol, how normalized alcohol is. You know, you've mm-hmm. seen, you guys, I'm sure you've seen your, maybe definitely in Philly, you've definitely seen your parents drink if you're from Philly, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like it's all, I mean, like, even with, like, cannabis, though, I feel like people, like, I've encountered, like, conversations with people where they're, like when they're like, oh, I've talked to my friend, and my friend was like, wait, like on the down low, like my parents smoke, like that. It's like a weird thing. Cause it's like, I think especially in the area that I grew up in, it's very like
conservative,
or it's very like the area. It's like a very nice area. Like it, nobody's doing like going like hard, like drinking or anything like that. So I feel like I wasn't, or like my area, that was like a very weird thing if you did that. Yeah.
See, exactly. It's, I don't know. I had a friend too growing up, not going to drop any names, but his dad was in the game. And I'll never forget, we were in eighth grade. And the very first time he pinched some pot from his daddy's drawer, and we just ran wild with it. And, you know, it started off with him getting in trouble. Then over time, it was like, hey, don't steal my stuff. Just come talk to me. It's like, I want you to be safe, so just come get it. Just like parents do with alcohol with their minor children. You know, it's like, I want you to be safe, so just come get it from me. Don't drive. If you're going to drink, do it in my house with all your friends, all that kind of stuff. So it's like,
they do.
And this is something, they do that, bro. And this is something that can kill you if you, you know what I mean? This is, if these kids get in the car and drive, they can kill themselves or somebody. So it's not funny. It's just different how, you know, it's been communicated. One thing I want to get into, I found this article from the Los Angeles Times. I don't know if you ladies know what the Los Angeles Times are. Cool.
Wow. Did you do that to them?
Well, I don't know, man. I know she knows her blog. She knows her media. I just want to make sure.
Los Angeles Times is definitely.
Well, we got Philly and we got Oakland.
Do they have blogs? Los Angeles Times?
They have articles.
What is it? The Philly Flyer? Is that what it's called?
Isn't that considered a blog?
She can't even name the newspaper of her hometown.
You're right.
I mean, I know the Los Angeles.
My bad, bro.
Times,
my bad.
I know the San Francisco Chronicle. Does Oakland have an outlet, news print outlet?
Yeah, they do. Their building's called the Oakland Tribune.
Oakland Tribune. I remember that building. Oh. You're right.
Yeah, it's very iconic. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So this Los Angeles Times article has, you know, this new West Hollywood Weed Lounge is a mind-bending must-see jungle oasis. Now with the emergence of cannabis lounges, obviously you went from, you know, cannabis dispensaries to events and stuff like that. Now we're getting into cannabis lounges, you know. Now we're enhancing the experience of cannabis use. And this is, you know, this particular one, it's called the Ganja Giggle Garden. It's a 5,000 square foot sanctuary.
The Ganja Giggle Garden.
The Ganja Giggle Garden. And, you know, it's funny because this is a lounge that's a attached entity from a high end glamorous dispensary that just opened up in West Oakland called The Woods. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys heard about The Woods, Goldie, Alexa.
Yeah, I've heard
about
it.
So you have. What have you heard about it?
All I know is that it happened because when I was doing research, like to write on stuff, I saw that it was a thing, but I haven't, all I saw that it was like, I don't know, some like celebrity, but ran runs
but
it.
But you don't remember it. So yeah. The celebrity that runs it, there's two that I know of. So it's, have you heard of Woody Harrelson?
No.
So white man can't jump.
White man can't jump. You heard of Woody Harrelson?
Oh, Woody. Mm-hmm.
Where do you know Woody Harrelson from?
I don't know. Just growing up.
Indecent.
But you know the
proposal?
Face, right? Not
yes,
his name?
Yes.
Indecent Proposal, huh?
Probably.
Wasn't that him in that?
Was that him? Which one's the Indecent Proposal?
Yeah, when the dude off of that. Nah, we'll talk about that.
Okay, so, we got a Netflix queue coming up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Woody Harrelson, I have a bartending background, so the show Cheers. I don't know if you guys heard of the show Cheers.
Yeah, he went to school in Boston.
You went to school in Boston?
Yeah.
So you definitely know Cheers. And I think
so
Cheers
yes,
is a
I've
bar
I've been to the Cheers
still,
right? Bar.
You have? Okay.
Yes,
wow.
I have.
Does everyone really know their name?
Mm-hmm, in Back Bay.
Did they know your name?
No.
They didn't know your name.
Oh, damn.
Well, anyway, so Woody Harrelson, that's kind of where he got to start, is acting and stuff. The show Cheers. Also, one of my favorite political pundits happens to be Bill Maher. So they created this partnership and opened up the Woods. Also, who we're going to have on our show in the very meantime, they were supposed to come on our show back in September, but then they decided to launch the Ganja Gilgo Garden. So shout out to Devin Wheeler and Thomas Scoos of the Woods.
Yes.
Dispensary. Now they got this brand new lounge, man, which they told me lightly about. They're getting the ball rolling. And I'm really excited about this because, as you know, our generation and young kids too as well. I know you're of drinking age, correct?
Yes.
How about you, Sarah?
I'm not.
You're not. Mm-mm. Okay. So, when you have your first alcohol drink, you know, you'll understand that there's, you know, things called bars and restaurants where people like to go and indulge, right?
Yeah.
Or consume, you know, what they, you know, anybody, what I always like to say is, you know, anybody can learn how to make a margarita. Anybody can pour themselves a shot, open a beer. But it's not as much fun as when you do it alone at your house or, you know, you're at your house with your friends. You know, you like to be outside, be safe in a safe place, you know. So mm-hmm. having these lounges, imagine a coffee shop or a bar or something where you can go order a joint, an edible or something, and sit there and indulge. I've seen this in San Francisco.
I've done it before.
Where?
So I studied abroad in Barcelona.
Ooh.
And I traveled all around Europe. And specifically in Barcelona, weed is technically, I don't think, legal. You can't go to a dispensary and buy it. The only way it is legal, but the only way you can get weed is to go to a lounge. And so there's these guys that are on this one street called Los Ramos that will hand you these cards, and they're weed cafes, and the only way that you can smoke weed is going there and smoking there. You can't purchase anything to bring home though.
Got it. Okay.
So I've done it in Barcelona, and then when I was in Amsterdam, there's also weed cafes where you can buy edibles, weed, and you can bring that home with you.
And
actually,
that's been a thing. Spain is, they're calling it Spanish just now. Really?
Mm-hmm. In Amsterdam.
Interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so anyway, yeah. So Amsterdam's always been a thing. I remember, mm-hmm. you know, we've always known that. Spain is blowing up now. They're calling it Spanibus. They just had their conference back in April or so. So around 420 season. So that's what I always like to, you know, shed light on, you know, how that's going to change for young people. You know, now there's not just bars where you go out and drink. Now you can consume cannabis. Yeah. Obviously, we're not going to have a place yet where you can do both. But maybe that's coming down the line. So if, with young kids, you know, a college campus, you guys are on a college campus, obviously, at some point. Is there, you know, we did a show earlier that stated, you know, articles that stated that kids are going, ditching alcohol for weed this day and age. What, any reflection on that? Anything you guys have seen since you guys are qualitative and quantitative study here?
I would say that's 100% true.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I feel like that's totally. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like drinking is kind of, like, not, it's not as, like, cool anymore in a way. It's not something that people are, like, eager to do. I feel like at least the people that I see and that I've, like, encountered, I feel like that statement is totally true.
What makes it not cool? Is it, like, the hangover the next day? Is it the, I just do stupid things when I'm drunk? Is it the I think yesterday we said we don't like the taste of alcohol. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like vodka tastes good unless it's a great vodka, but like, you know,
weed is also just chiller. Like, you can wake up in the morning and sit in your living room with your roommates and take a bong rip and they won't be like, what are you doing? Whereas you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you pull out a bottle of Tito's and a shot glass.
What the fuck are
you
doing?
You need to go to rehab.
Yeah.
So,
like, are you okay? You know you have an exam in like 20 minutes.
Right. People can be a lot more coherent and functioning on cannabis.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's all relative. It definitely depends the person, but it's definitely a lot more normalized within everyday life. And
That's I feel why like it's the peak of
testosterone in male in like high school and colleges, where it's like, you know, I've been to many, you know, brawls where a bunch of kids just get all drunk and say, yeah, we're going to go brawl at this street down the street, yeah. where it's like, I don't think there's not a lot of brawls.
No, you're going to smoke a lot of weed. We're like, nah, we're going to chill on the couch.
Yeah. Man. They're cool, man. Maybe they'll agree with us. Yeah. Let them do that.
I'm not Part two. Tatooey.
Exactly, man. So that's just what I was curious about, getting your guys' opinion about it. You know, with the lounge aspect growing, you know, people are going to have those outlets. And, I mean, you guys are the next generation. You know, there might come a day where I'm too old to be going to lounges, you know, because some people aren't going to want to go to lounges. Some people want to, you know, just consume cannabis at the comfort of their own home. But some people, just like they like to drink, but some people do like to go out and meet people.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to allow people to, you know, they say if you want to find somebody cool, find somebody with similar interests. You might find the next love of your life out of cannabis lounge, you know?
Totally, yeah.
So that's just, you know, something I like to highlight on. But, you know, when we get back, I want to talk to you guys a little bit more about all that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Let's keep that love.
Hey! We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. I'm sitting here with my interns on their last day, Miss Sarah Silverman. Not that Sarah Silverman, yes. But Sarah Silverman and Miss Lexita, a.k.a. Alexa, our blog correspondent, our social media correspondent. And we're out here on the last segment of their exit interview on their last day here at Cannabis Talk 101. How's it been, guys? I know I asked you guys, but I just want to give you guys space. Any advice you guys have for anybody coming on board with us? Anything you learned? Anything you've learned about the cannabis industry, the entertainment industry? Anything that stuck with you guys?
Yeah, I feel like it's been such a great experience, and I've definitely learned a lot. I feel like not just about like the industry, but like working with like a team and in a workplace. I would say definitely like coming in person and doing stuff in person is like super cool and super like, it just gives you a lot of insight on kind of like what your job might be like in the future. Cause I've done internships before where it's all remote and I feel like I'm not as involved with it and I'm not as like dedicated to it. But I would just say like, if you're coming into this or anything, just to like be dedicated, and it takes time sometimes to get used to something new, but I would say like in the end you'll learn so much, and like even if you like don't like it or you're unsure about it at first, like it's so great. And I just feel like I've learned a lot, and I can definitely like bring everything that I've learned here or that I've done here onto like the future and future jobs or future internships that I have.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice, Alexa. I would say to come into this with a very open mind and ready to learn. Like Sarah said, there's so much that Cannabis Talk and just the employees here have to offer. So coming into it and being ready to fully immerse yourself would be like my best advice to give to someone.
What have you guys learned about the cannabis industry since you've been here? I mean, you guys have been here, what, 2-3 months?
I would say definitely just all around everything cannabis about it. And definitely I've learned a lot about this. I think that I've learned about like a lot recently because I mean, I've been researching it a lot too to write stuff on. So I think that also takes like me making sure I have knowledge about it so I'm not putting out false information. Yeah, I think I've just learned a lot. Like the people in the industry are super cool and like there's just like, it's very like chill and it's very like, again, socially acceptable. I think that like, hopefully in the future that can be like a known thing everywhere that it's like, it's okay and it's not like a bad thing or anything. And I think I've just like, it's just like a comfortability around it too. And yeah, I think it's just been really good.
Good.
For me, the most rewarding part of this has been seeing people come onto the show and talk about how it's changed their lives for the better. We've had veterans come in or just people with mental health issues that have talked about how cannabis has really helped them. And of course there are still stigmas around cannabis, but it's beautiful sitting over there and watching these people talk about how it's changed their lives. And I knew that that was the case, but seeing it firsthand is amazing.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I feel like seeing like the guests and hearing their stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's really crazy. And like I definitely leave with like stories to tell and be like, this is so cool, like this helped this person. And it's like sometimes you don't think that that's actually possible, and it is. It's really cool.
That's right. You know, there's something I want to get into that you guys mentioned about the veterans, Alexa. Before we get into that, I got to remind you guys, for trusted cannabis seeds at a fair price, head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at @rocket_seeds. Love the Rocket Seeds team. We were just with them at MJ BizCon last month, man. Shout out to their whole team, man.
Laundra, great. Great people.
Laundra, great, man. The beaver costume, I wish I fit in that thing because I would rock it, no problem.
No, you have to know Taekwondo to get in the beaver costume.
You got it. Yeah, you got to know. Know someone. But yeah, no, I just, you know, another article I want to bring up. This is an article by Marijuana Moment online I found. Congress pushes military to consider psychedelics and marijuana therapy while other cannabis provisions left out of defense bill. Now, I've seen, you know, many Congress people, you know, giving their keynote on this. Representative Dan Crenshaw, I forgot what state he's out of, but Republican, you know, senator pushing for, you know, open-mindedness of letting these veterans use cannabis, use psychedelics, you know, as opposed to opiates and other painkillers that they're getting from their doctors. Alex, you touched it on a little bit. What have you noticed? What are your thoughts on that? You know, seeing as this could affect your generation, because, you know, I've had military veterans, you know, who have come out of wars, who have had their lives affected, and, you know, post-war, the way they describe it does not sound fun. It sounds very hard. We talk a lot of these veterans, you know, I want to give a shout out to you know, everybody at Hemlin Valley's Growler Company. We just had our friend Matt on last week. You know, Brian Buckley of Hemlin Valley. Yes. You know, Matt from Your Tax Coach. A lot of veterans have expressed how this has helped them. You know, veterans also, you know, former football players, you know, shout out to Kyle Turley, Evan Burton, who have stated that they got the best sleep they've ever gotten. You know, people who have, you know, traumatic brain injuries from, you know, literally knocking heads all day. Would you guys be open to that? Do you guys see your generation being open to that, as, you know, not just veterans, but just people like as the alternative medicine, holistic medicine, as they're calling it, you know? Personally, you know, I would recommend, you know, cannabis over opiates or anything like that. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I definitely agree with that. Opioids are horrible. I've seen firsthand just with family members that have gone through injuries and head injuries specifically that have been prescribed Xanax and Oxy and things that have completely altered them as a person forever. And now that we have information and science and data that backs how cannabis and psychedelics can positively help someone going through something like that, I don't understand how anyone could see it any other way.
Right. Good.
And along with the data and the facts around people that have had prolonged opioid exposure and usage. And it may be helping them at first, but it's incredibly addictive, and down the line it can change someone's life forever.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing that. I've had very similar experiences, Sarah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think especially also with like mental health things, like I think that I know people who use cannabis for those reasons, and I know it's very helpful for them. And I feel like mental health is something that's like really important. So if there's something that can help people and it's like proven to work, and it, I think that's really important for people to like know about.
Absolutely. No, thank you guys both for sharing, because I'm very curious, because, you know, I'm wondering if there's people still in your guys' generation that are saying, oh, weed, stoner, duh, all that. Or
I'm sure there's like a handful, but...
But I feel like your generation is just way more open to it. They're less judgmental about it, less taboo about it, and all that. So seeing that as your guys' last day, I know you guys have heard of our segment called The High Five.
Yes.
Yes.
We do The High Five, five questions. If you don't want to answer these questions, you don't have to. If you don't have an answer for these questions, no pressure to you. But it's our five questions, and we're going to do it with our interns here. So, question number one of the high five.
High five.
Alexa, I'll start with you. Okay. How old were you the first time you used cannabis, and where did you get it from?
Ooh, okay. I think I was 16 years old. All of my friends from middle school and high school had older brothers, like three, four years older than us. And so we were given stuff that we stole stuff that we probably shouldn't have.
Yep.
And we went to a playground down the street from my friend's house and smoked out of a pipe. And I was having so much anxiety. And
like
I was
a glass
so
pipe, an actual glass pipe?
A glass pipe. Like,
see, I smoked out of a pen, a big pen that you had to take off the middle tip, flip it around, burn it. Yeah.
And I thought that we were going to get arrested or get in trouble. Yeah. And I threw up. I was so nervous.
You threw up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you got it from the older cousins and siblings and all that, from the friends. Awesome. Sarah, first time you ever used cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I've never used it before, actually.
Yo, let's take a five-minute break. Yeah.
We're going to have to ask this question again. Like, that's so good.
But I guess like the first time I've ever been around it or experienced it was probably like in high school when people in my family started using it. And at first, I was like, what are you doing? And then I've obviously not like that anymore at all. It's kind of just like I have friends who do it, family who do it, and it's like it's just like not for me personally, but like I'm totally comfortable being around it, people doing it around me, I don't care at all. So I guess like the first time I've really been exposed to it though was in like high school
around friends and family.
Nice. Yeah.
never actually consumed.
Well, okay, maybe I've done it once.
What, hold on,
Sarah?
Maybe I've done it once. You would do not let this girl show up in court.
I hated it.
So you did do it. You took it.
Well, that's why she said it's not for her.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
I was on my way to a concert, actually.
What concert?
The New York City Jingle Ball.
Oh, that's right. iHeart. Shout out to iHeart.
Hey, yeah, shout out to iHeart. Yeah.
And I did it in the car, and I actually thought I was going to die. But
really?
Because I was like, it was like an out-of-body experience. I don't know.
Both you guys had anxiety, huh?
Yeah, it was bad. So I think since then, I mean, maybe if I did it now, I wouldn't have that.
Like now?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. 5-minute break.
I kind of have PTSD from it. So.
Okay. As someone with very high anxiety, smoking cannabis can go two ways.
Absolutely.
It can calm you down or it can make you freak out. Yeah. And so there's been times where I'm on either end of that.
Right.
And it's pretty hit or miss.
Neurodiversity. Not every brain is the same. What works for me is not going to work for you. What works for your lungs isn't going to work for my lungs. Your liver, my liver. Yeah. So biodiversity, neurodiversity, man. So we're not here to say, yes, do it, because it's going to make your life better. We're just saying, hey, it's here. Mm-hmm. Call us up when you're ready. 800-420-1980. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to consume cannabis?
Personally, I love just a good bong rip.
Really?
Yeah, it's nice. Easy, it's quick, and it gets me high, and usually I'm just done. I don't really like joints or blunts. It's stinky, and it just takes too long.
Got it.
I'm lazy.
You have a bong?
I do have a bong.
What kind?
Just a regular glass bong. It's pretty tall.
You don't know the brand name or anything?
No, I don't actually.
Man.
I got it from like a smoke shop. I don't know if
we're going to have to get you an Index bong or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Dante and everybody at Index, man. Question number two, Sarah. What is your favorite way? I guess not your favorite way, but when you have consumed cannabis,
yeah.
What way was that? What method?
I guess through like a vape pen.
It was a vape pen. Okay, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. See, that's funny because it's two sections right here. So you, bongs are one of my favorite ways to consume too. And I'm glad, you know, your generation is still loving the bongs, the blunts, and all that kind of stuff. Because when these vape pens came out, I always tell people, like...
It's too accessible. Too accessible. Easy.
If I had these vape pens in high school, bro, I'd be stoned the whole time, right?
That's why I like bong, because it's an in-between. It's right. Not a joint where you have to, like, sit outside for a while. And then it's on a pen where I can just, like, literally hit it
right.
Anytime, any day. It's right. It's a good in-between.
Well, plus, you could always call me over, hey, come on over, let's take some bong rips, you know, as opposed to, hey, come on over, let's hit this weed pen. You
yeah.
Know, that's not fun,
it
you know?
It isn't fun, yeah.
You know, let's pass around this joint versus, like, hey, come on over, let's smoke our weed pens together, you know? So, a little more fun that way. Yeah, those things, man. Question number three of the high five. Where is the most exotic or risky place you've ever smoked cannabis?
Oh, my gosh. I think the most exotic place I've ever smoked cannabis is while I was skiing at Bear Valley in Arnold, like on a lift, on a chairlift.
Where's Bear Valley?
In Arnold. It's
Where's
in
Arnold?
Northern California.
Okay.
It's a little bit past Stockton.
Okay.
It's a really small ski hill.
So nowhere near Tahoe or anything?
It's closer to South Lake Tahoe, but it's not that close.
It was a gondola or a lift?
A lift.
That's fun, man. The lift, ski lift talks. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've had friends who have hotbox gondolas. I think they're building gondolas somewhere in Tahoe. But, no, getting high in the snow
heavenly.
Is fun. Man. Heavenly. Yes.
Yes.
I've been to Heavenly. Got to go to, it's not called Squaw Valley anymore. It's called something else. Edgewood also. So, shout out to Tahoe, man. Bear Mountain. Winter's coming up, man. Make sure you get out there. Snow Summit is actually having some kind of cannabis event. I think today. They had one last week or something like that. But anyway, yeah. Sarah, question number three of the high five. Where's the most exotic place? And I think I know the answer, but I want to hear from you.
In the car on the way
to
the Jingle Ball?
Yeah, in the car on the way to the Jingle Ball. I think it was definitely risky for many reasons. Because one, I was in the car for a while. On my way to the Jingle Ball, got out of the car in the middle of like New York City. And I was like freaking out. And the next morning, I had my ACT. It was just kind of a cause for disaster that night. It was a great concert. But that was probably the only place I've ever done it. And
you had your ACT the next morning?
My ACT the next morning.
That's probably
what's
so
an ACT
anxious.
Again?
An ACT is
like the SAT.
It's like the SAT, but it's like the other option. So
okay.
You can take the SAT or the ACT.
It's more
science-based,
it called
something else?
Based,
ACT
I think.
And, yeah.
Is yeah, it? ACT and SAT. But I don't know. I think they're like moving away from it now. So
I've heard the whole test-taking model is like getting kind of, people aren't even reading SAT scores anymore.
Yeah.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
I was thinking about this on my drive over this morning. And I think it's Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah, I love Taco
Bell. That's literally
what
I said the first time I answered the high five. What do you get from Taco Bell?
I honestly love Taco Bell so much. But I usually get a cheesy gordita crunch.
Yep.
It's the best thing on the menu.
Yes.
Sometimes we get a Nacho Bel Grande. Yep. I love a bean burrito.
Yes.
Those are my top three. And a Baja Blast always.
Baja Blast, yes, of course. You can only get it there, right?
Yeah.
They only have it in Taco Bell.
I heard it's just Mountain Dew, though.
It's like a purple Mountain Dew or something. I've heard they came out with it like in stores once, but very hard to get. I love Taco Bell too as well. I love the Gordita Crunch. I love the Double Decker, but they took that off the menu.
What about the Mexican pizza?
Mexican pizza, chalupa. What else do I get? The
beefy five-layer
chalupa, beefy five-layer burrito, cinnamon twist. Mm. That's like one of those menus where I can diversify. You know, like most places you go somewhere, like this is what I get. But Taco Bell, it's like, I'm going to do this today.
Same.
Do that.
It's always different
for
me.
You know, you can go 2 days in a row and it's like, I got something completely different that I got
yesterday.
But it's
funny though, because they only have like five ingredients. They're just like put together in different
ways.
Yeah.
Damn, you just fucked up Taco Bell.
Sorry, but it's still amazing.
Dang. Question number four of the high five, Sarah. What is your go-to munchie?
I don't know.
After you get high or just in general?
What's your favorite
What's
set?
Your craving? Yeah.
I don't know. I would say like, I don't know, maybe like mac and cheese.
Yes.
Mm. Like Kraft mac or like.
She's like, I don't know. And picks the most stoner food item ever.
Like mac. I don't know. I just love like a good like restaurant mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What restaurant? Any particular one? Mastro's.
I don't know.
You ever been to Mastro's?
I have been there before,
but
I don't think I had
cheese.
Their mac and cheese.
Oh, you got to try their mac and cheese. It's great. And there's so many ways you can diversify. mac and cheese. You know, I'm not into hot Cheetos. When you do hot Cheetos on top of mac and cheese, it's amazing. Who was it? It was Drake. This fool had a party. I think it was his birthday party. He had raisins in his mac and cheese.
Oh.
And I'm just one of those, don't knock it till you try. I love a good lobster mac and cheese, a shrimp, yes. seafood mac and cheese. Yes. Anything you can add to a mac and cheese. Hot dogs and mac and cheese. Oh,
yum. Yum.
And you just chop those up and throw them in there.
Man. Baked beans and hot dogs? I don't know if you guys have ever
Oh, heard. Yes. Are you kidding me? Struggle I love meal. Barbecue baked beans. Oh, yes.
So good.
Oh, they call that the English breakfast. It ain't a struggle, man. It might be a struggle meal out here, but no, they call that the English breakfast. A big old piece of sausage and baked beans. Question number 5 of the high five. Here on Cannabis Talk 101 with our interns on the very last day, Miss Alexa, Miss Sarah. Hey. Man, it's a bittersweet day. What if you guys can smoke cannabis with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
For me, it would be my dad, who passed away in February.
Oh, man.
And
very sorry about that.
Like a year before he passed, he got really into smoking weed. Uh-huh. And I would go to his house with my brother and they would smoke together, but I never would smoke with them because really? I thought it was weird smoking in front of my dad, because in high school it was like, don't ever do that.
Yeah.
So it was weird seeing that flip between him being very strict about it to being like offering it to
yeah.
me. And I never ended up smoking with him, but I really wish that I did.
Oh,
looking
well,
back
sorry
on it.
Sorry, you yeah, didn't have to.
That's a depressing answer. I'll give a non-depressing answer.
No, no, that's not a depressing answer. We've got that answer a lot. We've been getting a lot of Jesuses and God lately, but no, a lot of people have stated they'd like to smoke with their dad, their grandfather who's passed. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother just actually I did smoke weed with my grandma once a couple years ago, but yeah, you know, it's very commendable that you pick a family member like yeah. your dad over anybody, you know, so hats off. We'll smoke one to your dad at
yes,
some
we
point
will.
Sarah, if you could smoke cannabis with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I mean, mine's definitely not as meaningful. I don't know. I guess like
anybody.
Okay, this is like a basic answer, but I'm a big Harry Styles fan, honestly.
Oh,
so I would
I'm sure
totally,
Harry gets down.
I would totally do it with him. I feel like I'm a big Harry Styles fan. I think it would be fun.
That's a One Direction dude, right? But
yeah.
Then he signed off. Then he was in Dunkirk.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys.
What?
Question number 6 of the high.
Question
five.
Number 6. Go.
I think we should add this to the high five.
Okay.
This might
the
be
high
my,
six.
This might be my legacy.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear.
Well, this is like a side from question number 5.
Okay.
If you could smoke with any fictional character,
ooh.
Who would it be?
Oh.
Fictional character?
Wow,
like Elmo or like, I don't know,
wow.
Harry Potter.
Who would you smoke with? See, because
Bojack
they said,
Horseman.
See, they Bojack said Horseman, anybody right. dead or alive, so that could be a fictional character too.
I guess that could be a fictional. You could say dead or alive or any fictional character.
I feel, or just anyone, huh?
Anyone, fictional or not.
Anyone dead or
I'd
alive?
I'd
fictional.
Wanna. I'd probably want to smoke with an alien.
An alien?
Yeah.
You know
white.
Who said that actually was
tall white, not the Grays.
Ashria Farms. You had Ashria Farms back, and then she said an alien.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, Mama from Ashria Farms. She said an alien.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Sarah.
My gosh.
Oh, she said Harry Styles,
I don't
right?
Know.
Oh no,
I
fictional,
fictional.
That's
fictional,
right.
Fictional.
Fictional.
He's kind of fictional.
I don't know. You go first. I can't. Think,
fictional
I can't
character.
Think
you guys are think gonna think I'm a psycho, but it's one of my favorite movies. Joker from The Dark Knight.
Wow.
Can you imagine getting high with him?
No.
I couldn't either, man. The conversation you could have with him, just
yes.
that. I think that would be it. Either him or
Barbie.
No, I think that's it. Who?
Barbie?
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be
a smoker. Barbie, she'd probably be kind of boring.
Right?
Oh my gosh. I'm just so high
just,
right now.
Really
let's go to the mall.
She'd be a giggler.
Where's Ken at?
Barbie's a giggler.
He's supposed to have called me already. Why hasn't he text me? Smoke some more weed,
Barbie.
Chill out. Shit.
Kenny.
Yeah, we're having a girls' night smoking. Let's invite Goldie over. He's cooler anyway.
He's cooler, yeah. Golden Barbie. The match made in heaven. Sarah, have we come up with a fictional character?
Okay, since she's a big part of my childhood, maybe Hannah Montana.
Hey, whoa, she definitely
a really good one.
Hannah,
yeah.
Hannah.
Well, Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus?
No, Hannah and Miley both smoke weed. Don't worry about it. You'll be good either way.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
That's a really good answer.
Thank you.
Well, there it is, guys. I just want to say thank you guys again for all the hard work you put in. Love to highlight our interns for all that you have done with us, all that you have seen here. You know, it looks like you just enhanced question number 5 of the high five, so I'm going to have to make you sign something before you go here today.
Yeah.
And anything else you guys want to portray, your guys' message, anything we missed? You know, you got your future employer that might be watching, you know, on the screen ahead of you, so anything you want to say to them?
To my future employer?
Yeah, your skills, your little verbal resume if you want to give out right here.
You go first.
Me? I don't know. I guess I'm very hardworking and yeah, I'm great with the team and I feel like I have a lot of knowledge that I can bring to the table.
That's good. Sophomore out of college. Oh yeah, she's going to be ready.
Thank you.
Yes.
Me as well.
So you're just going to verbally plagiarize what you just said? Aren't y'all in college and this is academia?
I would say that I'm a great communicator, which is always great in a workplace, and I'm a good team player as well. Making relationships.
I've seen it.
Hey!
Here's
to making relationships, guys.
Lasting relationships. Well, there you guys go. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If nobody else loves you,
we do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.